I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. I hope you had an amazing 4th of July week, and we're kind of settling into summertime now. It's lovely vacations and all those fun things, kids home from school. So if you're listening in this morning, thank you so much for taking the time to join us to learn more about I've Decided, our community organization, and all the things that we have going on here in Central Illinois, and our amazing resources who are a part of I've Decided that are here for you to be successful in your goals. And that's essentially what we're doing with I've Decided. Our goal is to provide you that platform for success and transformation. Whatever it is that you can dream to accomplish, we want to be your resource, your go-to place for success. We have over 50 businesses who are a part of I've Decided that are passionate. We call them community-wide difference makers. They are passionate about what they do. They care about you. They want you to be successful. We have some amazing events. In fact, maybe you've been hearing about our I've Decided to Ride. Want to give a little plug for that, because that is going to be happening on Saturday, July 29th. We have a crew of people that have been training over the last 10 weeks, building up to doing a 20, 30, or 40-mile ride. And we'd love for you to join us. Simply get to ivedecided.org, check it out. All you have to really do in order to participate is to be able to ride 20 miles at least. So if you've already are out biking and want to go on a nice little journey to Morton and back and cross the Bob Michael Bridge, a little adventure there on our awesome trails, this is a great way for you to do that with a fully supported ride and a group, and just enjoy the trails and maybe adventure a little further than you've actually been going. I know some of the people who's in our group, they've been nervous about crossing that Bob Michael Bridge because that's about the end of their road. They're like, yep, that's where we'll turn around. And so with us, though, you get to figure out how to get over that and finish the trail out. It's going to be awesome. So I want to encourage you to check that out. Well, one of the biggest goals that I hear all the time when I'm talking to people about their goals and talking about their dreams, there's so many dreams and goals. People want to write their own books, open their own business, finish school, get out of debt. Getting out of debt is a big one. Going back and finishing school, that's a big one too. That's probably number two and number three on the list. And we are so grateful for our resources like Lincoln College, a program who helps with that adult education, and Vicky Street Matter with the financial and all the businesses. But the number one hands down thing that people truly want to overcome is living a healthy lifestyle. That's what we hear hands down. What are your goals? What are your dreams? I want to be healthy. I've decided I want to run my first 5K or just start taking care of myself. Really, it's just taking control of your own health. And so I am just so excited about my guest today. You are going to love her. It's Christy Taylor. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Welcome to I've Decided Radio Show.
Thank you.
I am so excited. We kind of crossed paths maybe on Facebook or something.
Yeah, I think so.
And I reached out. I just loved your program. You've written this book called Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith.
Yes, yeah.
And your program, A Valiant Woman, is just awesome. And so I reached out to you on Facebook. I'm like, tell me what you're doing. And we've become fast friends. And
yes, we have.
I just want to get your message. I want to help you get this message out. Because both of us have experienced issues with our weight. You've lost. Tell them how much weight you've lost.
So I've lost 137 pounds, and it's been over 6 years. Since, you know, I've been in maintenance mode. So
you've lost 137 pounds,
yep.
pounds, but here's the kicker. You've kept it off.
I've kept it off, yes.
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 And I've lost 70, kept it off. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many women lose hundreds of pounds, but the key and what we were talking about before the show started is to keep it off.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and that's the hard part, you know, but that is key.
And definitely. There's so many quick fixes out there.
There is.
And that's what we're trying to help people understand. It is about changing from the inside out.
Yes.
And that's what I believe. I think your program is about a valiant woman, because being valiant, that's from the inside.
It is.
So let's start. You tell your story. I want to hear this valiant woman. Like, where did that word come from? I mean, I've heard the word, but I started really looking into it when I met you. I'm like, this valiant, I love that word. Where did that come from for you?
Well, for me, it came from Proverbs 31, and it's all about being valiant, being bold, courageous, and fearless, and a woman of strength, basically a valiant woman warrior for Christ. And I'd have to go back and tell you my story from the beginning and how this all came about, because at first, for many years, I wasn't valiant. I wasn't confident. I wasn't bold. And my relationship with Christ was not right. And so, I don't know if you want me to...
Oh, yes, with, please. Okay. Yes. So, I'm dying to hear the story. Yeah. I want to hear it again. And I know the listeners
sure,
want to hear it.
Yeah. So it all started, my weight issue started when I was 12 years old, when I heard a boy telling a bunch of other boys that I had a massive behind. And those two words were enough to cause me to have a terrible self-image, basically. And so that led me into thinking something was wrong with me. I mean, I was even small then, but I had a bubble butt, right? So that led me into becoming bulimic. And so I created a perfect purging process. I would come home every night, and then after school, I would, you know, go get a bath. I'd turn the water on, and after dinner, I would purge. And it became an obsessive control thing for me, because the more pounds that I would lose, you know, the more I would do it, right? And so I confided in a friend, and my friend told my mom, who...
Good for her.
Yeah, told my track coach, and my track coach confronted me and said, you need to quit, or you're going to quit track. You need to quit this. So I did for a little bit until I got in high school. And then I controlled it by only eating like saltine crackers a day, you know, like only a few a day. And so I became more of like on the anorexic side of things. And then ran into a friend who she introduced me to these nasty chocolate laxatives.
Oh,
I know. And she said, well, I lost 30 pounds in 1 month. And I said, oh, that's great. So I could control it that way. You know, I could keep the pounds off that way. So I did that for a while. And then, closer to graduation, my senior year, my mom had me watching Oprah, and God convicted me through a show I was watching where this girl was about to die. And so I stopped that bad, disorder. And then I just went the opposite direction. I started having kids, got into college, and just started not caring about myself. And just my relationship wasn't right with Christ throughout those years. And I just got to a point where I had to do something. And so I was to a point where I was almost crippled. So my feet, you know, I could hardly be on my
feet. At this point, how much did you weigh?
I was 276 pounds.
Okay.
So I was very heavy.
And you're petite.
And I'm very petite.
You can't see her, but you will. We're going to talk about where they can see you, actually. But you're a very petite person.
Yeah. And so several things led up to me wanting to lose weight. And it was that, you know, my son would come home from school, and he was only like 7 years old at the time, and the kids would, you know, make fun of me and say that I was a hippopotamus or, you know, an elephant, and he would stick up for me. Or I'd go to a garage sale and they'd point you to the maternity section, or just different things. So I knew it was time. I had to do something different. And throughout those, that was about 12-year period there where I had kids, I would try different things to try to lose weight. And I would be successful temporarily, right? So I would, you know, maybe do Weight Watchers, or I might have done some other type of quick fix diet fad, but it would always turn out the same way in the end. And I would gain back not only pounds, but I would gain back feelings of shame and regret and humiliation.
Failure.
And failure over and over again. And I felt like a prisoner in my own body. And I just did not love myself. I did not love who I'd become. And I was very shy, very timid, just did not want to talk to anybody, just a prisoner, right? And I wasn't confident at all. And, so I hid behind, you know, I just did not go out in public hardly at all. So
what was that one day? Like, I'm listening to your story, and you know, I know there's listeners right now who can relate to that. Mm-hmm. We all, especially if you've struggled, I can so relate to your story because I've struggled with weight most of my life. A lot of people don't realize that because I've been maintaining for so long now, and I'm very involved in living a healthy lifestyle and take care of myself. But when you've struggled with weight your whole life, people can relate to your story. Mm-hmm. Maybe not exactly the same way, but something in your story we can relate to. Where was that turning point? At what point did you stick that stake in the ground and say, enough is enough?
Yeah, I would have to say it was after an incident that happened at Boy Scout camp. And that was that I was literally with other parents, and we were on a tour at the campground, and it was like a little small ditch. And I went down it, went back up it, and my heart was just like beating really fast, and I felt like I was dying. And so I knew these different things led up to that moment. I felt like I was having a heart attack, and I called my husband, wanted to go home. And I just was to a point where I was fearful I was going to die. I was tired of making my little kids do everything for me. I could not be on my feet for more than 5 minutes. I was in complete severe pain. I thought I was dying. And so after that weekend, I had called and I wanted to get a surgery. I was thinking, you know, maybe that was the answer. And then God closed those doors quickly and said, nope, you're not doing that either. You're not getting a surgery. So that night I was up literally all night long crying. I mean, I just was in sobbing, and I said, Lord, I can't do it anymore. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. We've right. all said it. We've tried everything.
Tried it all.
And I can't afford to gain any more weight, or I'm really not going to be able to be on my feet. I mean, I would be for sure crippled, like literally. And you know how you feel it, you know, when the Holy Spirit nudges you and talks to you, and it's basically you take my way. And I knew in the back of my head, like in the back of my heart too, that my relationship was not right with Christ at all, and that I needed to have faith in him. I needed to trust in him. I needed to love him. I needed to love myself. And so I went on a journey. So that next morning, it was like, this is what I have to do. And there's a lot that goes into that, right? And it's a lot about renewing your mind and get it right with Christ. And so that's what I did. I just started really, really learning to love God again, learning to love myself again, meditating in the Word, and, you know, learning that my body is not my own, and that my body is God's temple, and I need to treat it as such. And so from that perspective,
preach it, sister.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So hint your book. Fighting fat with fearless faith.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I'm still fighting fat with fearless faith.
Aren't we?
It's an ongoing battle for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Every millisecond.
I love what you're this whole fighting fat with fearless faith, and then you call your group Battle Buddies.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I just got chills. Just thinking about that, I was teaching a group today, and I told them about your Battle Buddies. I'm like, I want to steal her idea.
Well, you have accountability buddies.
I know, but I like Battle Buddies because you have really nailed it. You hit the nail on the head because it is a battle.
It is.
It is a spiritual warfare.
It is.
And that's anytime you have a stronghold in your life, like battling weight.
Yes.
Being overweight is a stronghold.
Yeah.
Like any addiction.
Yes.
It is a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about that. And so you talk about that battle buddy.
Yes. Yes. The battle buddy. You know, you have to have accountability and support. But I'll tell you, when I first wrote this book, it was just Gardner's Diet, which diet stood for Develop Internal Eternal Traits. And it was all about producing more of that fruit of the spirit in your life and applying it towards weight loss. So loving yourself more, you know, having joy in the midst of severe suffering, finding peace and content as you go about your journey, you know, being patient in the process. You know, this is a lifelong battle. You might as well be patient. You might as well enjoy it, you know, and as a matter of fact, this battle is what drew me closer to God. So I am so grateful that I literally was at almost crippled stage because my relationship with him, you know, couldn't be any stronger. And I mean, I can go on and on. But anyway, back to the whole book thing. Then God gave me a bigger vision. I mean, you know, God gives us visions. And it became more than about just the gardener's diet and spiritual nourishment. It became the fact that this is a spiritual battle. We are in a battle. And this is a war and a fight for our lives and for his temple. So we need to treat it as such. And you're right. There are so many different battles that we face daily. And what Battle Buddies is that we are fighting all these different fears right?
Right.
And if you want to live a flourishing life, you need support. And that's what it is. It's Battle Buddies. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm like so fired up right now.
Oh, sorry.
No. I'm on fire. Yeah. I'm reading this out of the very front of your book. I love this. It says, every battle plan needs a well thought out strategy.
Yes.
In fighting fat with fearless faith, you'll find a battle plan.
Yes.
So you got a battle plan.
Yeah.
And that's what your book is about.
Yes. So my clients, you know, I coach clients and groups. And if you look at page 40, this is an example of a battle plan. You know, it starts with defining your mission, right? So your mission, where are you going to get at? What's your destination? Where do you want to be in life? Where do you want to be with your health? So I help them define their mission statement. Then from there, we develop drill commands. And that's for portion control. That's for physical fitness. But most importantly, it's for spiritual development. So I take them through and they create drill commands. So SMART target goals. So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. SMART target goals are the goals that they need to take to get to that mission, right?
Right.
So that's what I do. And then they create marching orders, which are the action items to get them to the SMART target goal. So it's a battle plan, and it gets them to where they need to be.
And you have this private group.
Yes.
That when they become a part of your plan,
yes,
they join your private group where you coach them through there and give them information. But you know what I love about is that support,
yes,
that they're getting and they're giving to each other.
Yes.
They're battle buddies.
They are. They're battle buddies. They really are. And the group really just drives itself because they just support one another and encourage one another. And then they have, you know, prayer support and everything. It's just awesome.
It is.
It really is.
It really is awesome. And we want to help you get that word out. I so want to help you and be a part of this. And that's what, you know, that's our goal with I've Decided, is to be that platform to catapult programs like this to help get it out to the masses so that we can change lives.
Yes.
It's transformational. It's transforming lives through the truth.
Yes.
And support and helping each other. So I'm sure maybe somebody's thinking right now, well, how do I get my hands on Christy? How do I get in touch with Christy? So how do they find you? How do they find you on Facebook?
So they can type in search on Facebook, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith Battle Buddies, and it'll pop up. Or they can go to www.valiantwoman.com. Valiantwoman.com.
Valiantwoman.com. And your dream is to see this as a Bible study, right?
Like, oh, yeah. People are already using it in churches.
Yeah.
As small, you know, like the small study groups. Women are just going through it together. But yeah, the vision is much larger than this. The tool, you know, obviously the book is just one of many battle ready plans we'll have. So.
Yeah. And we're talking about doing some retreats.
Oh, yes. We have some retreats scheduled here soon to, you know, start taking place. And, you know, I'm going to be speaking at the Women Empowering Women event with Vivica Fox and some other great guest speakers. And that's taking place at Brandywine Hotel on July 22nd. And you can get those tickets at eventbrite.com by looking up First Annual Women Empowering Women event.
That is so, I'm so sad. We were talking about that. I'm like, I would so be at that event. Number one, it just sounds like an amazing event. I know one of the gals that's putting that on, but oh my goodness, I would so love to hear you speak about this. And you're going to be speaking about a valiant woman, being a valiant woman.
Yeah. So, I'm going to be speaking about flourish with fearless faith. Choose to live a flourishing life. You only have one life to live. You might as well, you know, and you might as well live it to the best of your ability. And the thing is we are paralyzed, a lot of us, in fear. And so it's facing that fear head on and choosing to take a step of faith and just moving forward. And again, just living a valiant life.
Yes. Courageous.
Courageous.
And bold.
Yes.
And bold. And I got great news because I'm so excited. You're going to be speaking teaching one of our power sessions at our motivational conference that's happening at the Civic Center on January the 20th. And we've got all kinds of things in the works. So I am definitely going to be utilizing this book, doing a study with my Curves girls.
Oh, great.
And it's just going to be so awesome. I cannot wait. And stay tuned for that, too. So we're going to have you at our conference. And we're just going to change these lives and give you that platform that you deserve because you have put in this work. Mm-hmm. And God has put this in your heart, mm-hmm. and it is going to come to fruition, girl.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. It's already come to fruition. I mean, it's not about the weight. When I'm coaching these women, it goes above and beyond that. I mean, what's happening is they're stepping out and truly transforming their lives by doing different things such as, you know, putting makeup on, just things, leaving the house. Some of them haven't ever left the house for years.
Well, you said and that you were kind of staying at home through those years because you just did not want to face it.
Yeah. But these women are choosing to live life no matter what size they are. They're choosing to love themselves.
I know. I got a lady that I'm coaching right now, Chrissy. She just ran her first 5K.
Oh, so cool.
She's lost 100 pounds.
Wow, that's so awesome.
And she never, ever thought she would ever in her whole life run a 5K.
That is so awesome.
And she just ran her first 5K. And so, isn't it awesome?
It is. It is. It just fills me up with joy just to hear stories like that. You know, it's just... it's incredible. God is awesome.
He is awesome. All right. So, and then from here, so what about your book? If someone wants to buy your book, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith.
On Amazon.
You want to do this? You want this book? It's like a workbook.
So it's a 10-week program, basically, that you can follow. And so, you know, some women, it takes them 12 weeks, but the majority are going about at a 10-week pace. There's a lot of, you know, exercises, for example, and when I say exercise, I mean like homework, you could call it, I guess, such as writing a love letter to your inner child. You know, that's very therapeutic. And so I provide an example of my love letter and how I did that when I was first starting out on my journey, and then mindfully becoming more aware of who God is. And here's a good one, a mission motivation board, such as like a vision board. That's part of writing that mission statement, then envisioning it. If you don't envision it, you're never going to achieve it.
You have to envision. Yes.
Yes.
You have to see yourself down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that whatever choices you make today are going to determine where you get to.
Yes.
And you have to see that.
And you have to speak it.
You have to speak it. You have to visualize it. You have to see it, because otherwise what happens is we know that most people don't change unless they feel pain of some sort, whether it be physical, emotional, or financial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but my mission... my thing is, Christy, is we want people to know through I've Decided that you can change before that happens.
Yes.
And that's what you want them to know. You don't want them to go through what you went through.
Mm-hmm. Don't.
You want to provide them the resources so that they can change prior to that. But in order to do that, you have to master envisioning the consequences that are going to come down the road.
Yep.
Versus living in this moment. Because you may not be... someone could be overweight right now. Maybe someone's listening to the show and they may be overweight, but they're not feeling any pain from it yet.
Yes, exactly. Right. And that's an area I cover, right? If you look at page 52, consider obstacles encountered, where you talk about you have to envision certain things that will occur down the road. It's the same. I'm agreeing with you. You have to envision not only success, but roadblocks. And how are you going to handle those roadblocks? You know, it may be like you're feeling sluggish at times, or those cravings, or the feelings of being incompetent, right? Or, you know, whatever the temptations of sugar cravings or whatever it may be. How are you going to overcome those? And I'll tell you what's key to all this. We are all going to fall. Right?
We're going to make mistakes.
But what is key is that we bounce. We bounce, bounce, bounce. We persevere. We don't fall and then not get back up. Because guess what? We owe it to God. Okay? We owe it to God to be healthy. This is His temple.
I am in agreement with you on that.
I just got
chills again. It is so true. We do, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. And it really is our job, and we do owe it to God to take care of ourselves and be grateful for what He's given us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it brings Him joy. So battle ready, you give them daily action plans.
Yes.
I'm reading through these. You call them combat maneuvers.
Yes.
And they're, I just like the whole battlefield and the scenario. Embrace combat maneuver number 7. This is just a really great, great tool. I am going, I said this already, but I'm going to use it again. Battle ready verse. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Mm-hmm. Psalm 139:14.
Mm-hmm. There's so many women that just, they don't, you know, they all they see is flaws. They don't realize that they are a masterpiece, that they're priceless, that they are created in His image, you know? And we got to remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. So,
yeah, this is just really awesome, Christy. Share some success stories from your group. I see some of the ladies, you have them talk about Wednesday, some of their successes. And mm-hmm. Do you have any success stories that...
Oh, I can say that the one success story that continues to stick out in my mind, I guess, is that this gal, she had lost a lot of weight before I met her, and she was wheelchair bound for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and she had lost like, oh, I mean, it was probably almost 200 pounds, even got to a point where she was able to climb up a mountain, and then she started to gain the weight back. And can you imagine the fear? I mean, I can imagine. I can imagine if, you know, gaining that weight back, knowing that I might be in that wheelchair again. And she got this program and she started to lose that weight again. So, I mean, there are many women in the program that have lost the weight. But most important to me is the fact that they have recommitted their lives to Jesus. And they are truly, truly being transformed. Because guess what? That weight is just that number. The scale, you know, the number on the scale is just a number. But what really matters is that their hearts are being transformed.
They're transforming from the inside out.
Yes.
And we've talked about that many times on this show.
Yes.
Christy, I've had Daniel Moore talks about living from the inside out. He's a motivational speaker and a resource through I've Decided. And he talks about living from the inside out. And I share about how truly living a healthy lifestyle, getting the weight off and keeping it off comes from a place of love.
It does. And love is the mission in my book. I mean, there's a section in here called Love is the Mission, because it truly is. It's about loving yourself, loving God, and loving others. And that's what's going to transform your entire life.
You cannot change permanently if it comes from a place of disgust and unfulfillment. It's got to come from a place of, like you said, love, the love of the Lord, the love of yourself. Realizing who you are in Christ can change and transform everything.
And to add on to that, one of the things I do when I'm taking people through assessments to accept them into my troop is what is their motive for wanting to lose weight? And I always ask them, and they'll tell me. And if they say it's to become healthier, you know, that's a good motive, right? But if they say, oh, it's to lose weight for a wedding, then I'm like, okay, we need to talk more. Because in the past, all my reasons for wanting to lose weight were external reasons. I wanted to please someone else's eye. I wanted to just be thinner. And it never worked. It was always a temporary fix. But this go around, my motive was an eternal motive, and that is what has truly kept me, you know, kept the weight off. I really believe that shift of perspective, knowing that my body is not my own and it's God's temple, has made all the difference.
It was paid for with a price.
Yes, it was. That's for sure.
I think, you know what? I agree with you, and I haven't really given it much thought, but I think that was a transformation moment for me too when I lost my weight. It became eternal. In fact, what are your goals? You know, what is it? You're listening to this radio show and we're talking about the weight loss, and maybe you're thinking, you know, I got that part. I don't really need to lose weight, but I sure would love to change careers, or I sure would love to write a book, or God has laid something in your heart that is your purpose that you should be going after. And it's that eternal switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's what is your reason behind it?
Mm-hmm.
It's when you flip that switch, when you realize that you're not doing your purpose for you. It's eternal. It's an eternal reason.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes.
It does. It really does. Oh my goodness. It really does.
It changes if it's about weight. You know, if you need to be healthier, if you need to lose some weight, when it becomes eternal, it changes. It changes everything when you start focusing on that eternal reason.
Yeah. Once you know what that purpose is too, you know, it just changes how you live your life. And one of my coaching methodologies is leap reap. So let every action produce results effectively achieving purpose. Once you know your purpose, you have to be mindfully aware of what every action is that you take to get you to that purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, you can find it. You just have to open up God's word and start seeking.
Well, I think anyone that's been listening to this show can understand why we have connected so quickly. You need your own show, Christy. I think I just prophesied over you. Our 30 minutes, I think we're running over.
Oh, no.
Ryan might have to cut back a little bit, unfortunately. Oh, dear. Well, you know, all good things must come to an end at some point. Christy, this is just an amazing story. I'm hopping on with you. I am in this. I want to continue learning from you and sharing what you're doing, because that's how it works. We have to continue to grow and share. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today and listening to I've Decided Radio Show. Would love to hear from you. You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. You can find out more about Christy if you go to valiantwoman.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Valiantwoman.com. If you're on Facebook, just type in Valiant Woman, Christy Taylor. You will find her. Come to our conference in January. Well, the tickets will go on sale on August the 26th. And you can hear her speak. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great opportunity to do that. So, all right, Christy, thanks again for being here.
Thank you. I'm so honored that you had me.
Oh, it's awesome. It's really great. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?